T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If you're currently leasing a Toyota, listen to this special message. If you have less than 6 months remaining on your lease, terminate it today. And Toyota of Hollywood will give you an extra $2,000 over your buyout. That's right, an extra $2,000 over your buyout just for turning in your lease. And if you're looking for a new Toyota, we've got over 1,000 in stock and on the way, including Camry, RAV4, Tacoma, Tundra, Highlander, and Sienna. Plus, we've got Toyotas on sale, like a 2021 pre-owned Corolla LE, not $23,600. $16,775. Want an extra $2,000 cash in your pocket? Terminate your Toyota lease today and get an extra $2,000 over your buyout at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street. Open till midnight.
Calling all dinosaur fans, Jurassic World Dominion is here. Head to Walmart now for exclusive finds you can really sink your claws into before the movie stomps into theaters. Score battling dinosaur toys, clothes, bedding, collectibles, and much more from top brands like Funko, Mattel, and Lego. Get ready to roar. Only at Walmart.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it Cashback Match. Now to recap and say cashback one more time. We match all the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
This is AM 560 Sports, WQAM Miami, WPOW HD2 Miami, WKIS HD2 Boca Raton, home of the Miami Dolphins, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida Panthers.
Powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
An Odyssey Station.
All right, this update is brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. 9 years after winning the U.S. Amateur at the Country Club outside Boston, Matt Fitzpatrick captured another, or his first major at the 122nd U.S. Open. On the same course on Sunday, Fitzpatrick shot a 6-under and took home $3.1 million. Miami Marlins beat the Mets 6-2 yesterday at Citi Field in Queens. Sandy Alcantara, 8 innings, 2 earned runs, and 8 strikeouts. He gets the win and is now 7-2 on the season. But the hero was Gerard Encarnacion. Called up to the major leagues, inserted into the lineup, made a spectacular major league debut with a go-ahead 7th inning grand slam for his first hit. Encarnacion becomes the first player since at least 1901 with a grand slam and an outfield assist in his debut. Game 4 of the series today, 1:10 p.m., Trevor Rogers on the bump for the Fish. The NBA draft is Thursday night from Brooklyn. Miami Heat, as of now, own the 27th overall pick. And tonight, Game 3, the NHL Finals. That's right, Stanley Cup Finals, the Avalanche and the Lightning. Colorado 2-0. Now it's in Tampa for the next two games. That's your sports update. I'm Zach. Let's get back to the show now.
Yo, I go by the name of Pharrell, from the Neptunes.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We got a special guest, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. The CEO and executive director of Habitat for Humanity of Broward County, Nancy Robin, going to join us here for a couple minutes. Nancy, thank you for the time. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's great being with you.
Nancy, I was so touched on Saturday. I wasn't expecting to go out and catch a couple of tears when you did the dedication for four new homeowners through Habitat for Humanity. My first experience, and I just said, I got to have you on to talk more about it. It's hard to imagine anything's better than sweat equity and getting these families into these homes, and the homes are beautiful.
You know, it's hard for me to get through any of what we call the home dedications dry-eyed. And, you know, the Habitat model is just such a fine example of how home ownership is possible when it's a time where people feel there may be no hope. And when you go out and you feel like that moment where right. You know, these families have worked so hard, it's hard not to get emotional to experience that like life-changing milestone with them.
And you know the great part is, so people that aren't familiar, like, you don't just give people homes. Like, the sweat equity, you still got to get approved to be able to do it, and all the things to get it. But it was just the grandmother standing up in front, like you said, and bawling when she realized her daughter and everybody was going to be together in these beautiful homes in Pompano and meeting the mayor and all the different people that are involved in this, not just the people that the man above brings down like Robert Taylor. I mean, it's just incredible, the whole thing. I just want you to talk a little bit about it because I want people to be aware of it so we can get more people involved one way or the other.
Really giving it a voice at a time where people are looking for solutions, I'm very grateful for. And, you know, the Habitat model may not be for everybody, but for those who really have a dream for home ownership, Habitat is a way that can make that possible for hardworking families. And it really, you know, our program is a program for first-time home buyers. And the folks that come through our program typically are the first generationally to have ever owned a home. And, you know, we know when we, you know, home ownership is not for everybody, but we know that, you know, those who own homes, you know, economically typically have 44 times the wealth of renters. And again, while, you know, it's not for everybody, it is a significant way that we have achieved in this country and created wealth. So it's not a giveaway. You can apply at www.habitatbroward.org. The program takes about a year to go through. In lieu of a down payment, you do 300 hours of sweat equity. And in addition to the sweat equity, you're taking classes once a month in everything from how to read your credit report to home maintenance. You really understand home building because you're building your home and that of your neighbors. And at the end of the day, we're also a mortgage company. And that's part of the secret sauce that makes it affordable is we actually lend at no interest. So it's just a unique model that all comes together in the end and part of what right. you celebrated yesterday.
Nancy, the other side of that, though, is people want to get involved. There's so many. It's also a very unique charity because there's so many different ways to get involved. The amount of people, because you're building more homes as we speak, there's a lot more homes that are going up in Broward County. And to see all those people out there on a Saturday, giving their time in the morning and sweating and helping, there's so many different ways you can get involved besides just financially to do this. There's so many great stories. Tell those people how they can get involved.
Yeah. So I'm so glad that you brought that up, because that is the beauty and heart of the mission, is it's community coming together. It's everybody from all walks of life coming together to make dreams come true. And whether it's on the construction site, whether it's in the office, whether it's on a committee, whether it's at our Restore at 505 West Broward, there, we cannot do this without our volunteers. We literally call ourselves a volunteer army. Again, www.habitatbroward.org. The experiences that we hear from volunteers is, you know, you could be working alongside the CEO of the largest auto distributor in the country. It is, you know, next to a family that's working hard for their home. It's the great equalizer. Mm. It just brings everybody together for common good.
Nancy, it's unbelievable. You and your staff are fantastic. I was so touched. My first time. But it was wonderful. I want to do more stuff, but I want others out there that are listening right now on our Juneteenth day today to hopefully get more involved with this. But I want to thank you for coming on. You are a very special lady. Thank you, Nancy.
Back at you. Thanks so much. Thank you.
All right.
Have a blessed day.
You too, Nancy. You enjoy part of this day. I can't have you out working on a new home all day and stuff, okay? Now you go enjoy your day a little bit. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
All right.
Take care.
Nancy.
That was Nancy Robbins, CEO and Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity of Broward.
What a great
cause.
I'd never been to that part over to Pompano to see what they're doing. I look over and I go, man, these homes are really nice all around. They go, yeah, these are all homes we built over the last few years along with the city of Pompano.
Amazing.
In Collier City? I think it's called Collier City, but it's they're doing really cool stuff. And these homes are really, really nice and built strong. Spent some time with the construction manager of the thing. So, that's what I did on Saturday. I was glad
that's
I did,
awesome.
Man. Got off to a really nice nice start doing that. There's a lot of great stuff out there, man. I know I wish more stuff. I know a lot of my buddies are doing stuff. You try to help out people and do stuff. And, of course, our man Robert Taylor, you're wondering the finances behind most of those homes.
Right, right.
A lot of it's Robert.
Okay, there you go.
He's Robert
comes hits close to home here now.
Let me tell you now, old Robert Taylor, man, he's making his way up. He is he's a special guy. Yep. He's
need more people.
He's
like
up
that,
the ladder. Man. He's up the ladder a little bit, getting closer to the big man.
Right.
Told him I got a ways to go to catch up.
That might help you.
All right. So anyway,
that's great stuff.
Yeah,
great story, man.
Listen,
great story.
We got a lot of stuff. We got a lot of stuff going on here today to talk about. 305-567-0560. You know what starts this week? Kind of special. Wimbledon.
Oh,
it's
look
time.
At that.
Move over, U.S. Open. It's time for a little tennis, minus the Russian players who didn't.
Right, they're not, yeah.
What do you think of that? Like, I want to ask everyone. I know it's ugly out there, and people are divided, and what Russia's doing, and so how do you feel? Like, these guys, they have nothing to do with it. Medvedev's one of the best players in the world. Well, check that. He's the number one player in the world right now. He's ahead of Djokovic. They're not being allowed to play because they're from Russia.
Right. I mean, we're not talking – I mean, I don't know. I mean, if,
well, no. You got to know one way or the other. How do you feel?
It's not the Olympics. So I can understand you're representing your country in the Olympics, and they don't want – Russians in the Olympics, if that's the case, if all the other countries came together and they did that. But for this, I mean, you're going to fault a guy just from where he's from.
Listen, those guys.
I don't know if I can run on that train.
They're on this tour.
I mean, I get it. It's horrible what's happening there.
And they got a couple of the best players in the world. And they basically were told, like, hey, finish up these grass court events before Wimbledon because you're not allowed to play.
Yeah, I don't know.
So just kind of weird one. Those guys have nothing at all to do with politics.
Right.
They're not.
But they're getting blamed for being Russian.
Hanging out with Putin over there. I mean, it's just.
I don't know. I don't believe in it. I think that if it was an Olympic thing, that's different. You don't want Russia to be in the Olympics and so, you know, the World Cup, something
then,
like that.
Well,
that's
the, and the other part of this is, I wasn't going to get into this whole thing today, but here I am. The other part of this is, so people go, well, we want you guys to come out and speak out on behalf of how bad a guy this guy is. And they're going, yeah, my family lives over there.
Can't do that either.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Can't put someone on the spot like that.
You want me to go out and blast this guy, and then are you going to protect my family and the rest of the family where I live when I'm not playing? So it's a hard one, man. It's
World Cup, Olympics, something where you're representing the country. I can understand them saying we don't want that country in our event.
Yeah, I don't.
But like an individual player in tennis or golf or
sports. A lot of guys is, you know, on behalf of the Russian players, like, come on, guys, this is crazy. And by the way, U.S. Open's going to let them play. Just to give you an idea,
right,
that's coming up, start of football, always usually right around the kickoff of the NFL season.
That also should have been probably a group vote with all the main, you know, like the main events.
Well, it's in different countries.
No, so I get it, but like there should have been some sort of discussion. Like, hey, you're really going to do this.
But we're usually on the same page as England.
Right, and we're not now.
One and 1A. And they said no, and I think the U.S. Open, I saw over the weekend, said, get ready then, play hard court. Come on back, get off the grass. Come play and get ready for the other thing. And so it's pretty crazy stuff. And by the way, those guys played over here as well at the Miami Open and played in all the events that we have here, and they're going to play more. We got Cincinnati and some other events coming up here that they can play in. But, yeah, they said no. It's like, wow. Okay.
Something, right.
A little different.
It's a little different, right? Never dealt with that before, you know.
Yeah, so anyway, we've got a lot of other stuff going on. The Bradley Beal story, and I'd love to get everybody's take, and I'm guessing most people understand how when Bradley Beal's healthy, he wasn't healthy for more than half the season with a wrist injury that he got operated on and is still rehabbing himself back to 100%. How's Butler, Bam, and Beal sound? To everybody. I want to go the Bs. That's why
I
said that.
I like that.
Butler, Bam, and Beal.
I'm good with that.
Kind of hard not to do it.
Guys, Bradley Beal, scorer, everything. It's something this team needs. And it's no offense to the guys you're going to have to give up, but it's an upgrade. It's an upgrade.
Would you call them the Killer Bees?
No.
No, you can't
do
that.
You can't do that, right?
No. No, you can't do that.
No, Vladdy.
Can't do
you know how you do that to all my old buddies? Yeah. You can't do that.
Bo Camper just jumped out of whatever he was sitting in.
He's out in he's in the Sierra Nevada mountains getting ready to tee off right now.
Well, maybe he's got us on the headset.
He's just getting up. I forgot about the three-hour difference. Yeah, you can't do that.
Not Killer Bees.
There's a lot of cool names. I'm sure you can do something with the Bees if you're able to get them.
Right.
Although.
Boy, that'd be nice. We start next season. Those are
They're not winning with the guy. Why would that? I mean, it's his choice. So Bradley Beal controls everything. Because if he tells them he's staying, they got to give him a long-term contract.
And they probably can't wait if that happens.
And
he's not staying.
But there's a lot of people up there going, what have we won with Bradley Beal and his 30 points again? What have we won? What have we won? He got nobody to play with, so what have we won? We might as well trade him and get as many pieces as we can to upgrade this team. So who's got the most pieces to give us some good starters, give us an upgrade for this team? Because they just
they tried the Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal experiment too. That didn't work.
Oh no, they actually that wasn't bad together.
I mean,
they got hot. They got it going. That was a
you're not gonna win
kinda
much
got
with
Westbrook's
that, though.
Yeah. Was going pretty strong there, but but you know Pat Riley sitting there, and you know right now Bradley Beal's comments, by the way, the reason I bring it up from a podcast. I've already made up my mind on where I'll play next year.
Right.
So everybody went, okay, how do you read? Well, that means he could stay and get a big-ass five-year contract. Or he could opt out of his contract because it's a player option. He could tell him, sign and trade. I don't want to leave you guys bare. Get something. We'll match up my salary against some other good young players.
Right.
And get what you can. But, oh, by the way, I only want to go to this team or this team. So, a lot of things, but you just know Pat Riley is watching this thing closely.
100%.
There is no question.
He's already talked to Andy and said,
Pat
what do we have to do?
Spo, this is what we're thinking about doing. Right. Love Tyler. Love his upside. Get him a little bigger. So, anyway, we'll find out.
In a heartbeat, in a second. Blink of an eye.
We're going to find out here real soon. It's going to leak out. Bradley Beal's going to stay in Washington or something. Stay loyal. Although he said he wants to win. I don't know if you're ever going to win in Washington with that group.
No.
Don't know if that group's going to get it done. I do know this, though. I do know who's going to get it done for you. ASP Superhome, family-owned and operated business with great purpose of protecting families and their homes every day. And hopefully this weekend, the end of it, and next week, if you're looking right now for a metal tile roof, I want to let you know, and usually metal tile roofs are more expensive than tile roofs, and the new metal tile roofs look so good, especially by Ward House. You can get it for the same price as tile for a limited time right now at ASP Superhome. That's where I wanted to get on this. Took me a while to get to it, but I do want to let you know, man, when you deal with ASP and the family, the Rodriguez family over there, they got an unbelievable showroom where you can see where all the work's done for everything. It's nice and big. It's comfortable with knowledgeable people to help you get exactly what you need. Been around a long time, part of our family down here for a long time in South Florida, and they are ready. By the way, there's so many benefits to a metal tile roof. First of all, reduce energy bills up to 30%, but not just that. Hurricane resistant up to 200 mile per hour winds. That sounds pretty good. Never knowing when the big boy's going to hit here during hurricane season. So if it sounds good to you and you might be interested now that I got your attention on metal tile roof for the same price as tile roof, you're going, wow, that sounds pretty good with a lot of benefits. Take advantage, 100% financing, no money down, no payments until 2024 with the extend pay from Y-Green. You want to find out, remember the name ASP Superhome, 305-340-2081, 305-340-2081, and let the ASP family protect yours today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Our man Vladdy's in with us today. Vladdy, man.
I love our boy.
Been together with Vlad for a long, long, long time, 100 man.
100 years.
Yeah. Great to have him, man, filling in for Hollywood today. Hang out with us a little bit. And anybody gets up early, Vladdy getting ready to take that afternoon nap. I know that.
Of course.
Hey, the other story coming out, of course, and really the only story left, unless you consider Baker Mayfield a story, is Deshaun Watson suspension. There's now a lot of stories coming out that this is going to be a big suspension coming up for Deshaun Watson.
That's not unexpected.
No, but they're now saying soon to be 26 civil lawsuits. There's going to be a couple more added to this, and that the commissioner is going to come down hard on the personal conduct policy. Hi, man. I just, with all this stuff going on, he hadn't settled. I don't know. If he doesn't settle with all these, I don't know how he focuses every day, first of all. Like, you got major lawsuits and women coming out and going on shows talking about all the freaky things you've done,
yeah.
Starting with all the massages you got in a matter of a little more than a year. It's just not friggin' normal. And all the other stuff, man. I guess
no, it's not normal.
No, well, none of it's normal. I just wonder with the pay these damn women. I don't know how he thinks he's gonna get this done. He keeps talking about wanting to clear his name. There's no way to clear your name, man. No way to clear your name when you do. This is not normal. I'm not saying you're guilty on all 26 civil lawsuits or 24 right now, but this is not normal.
It's one thing to have.
It's not normal behavior,
right? But, Joe, it's one thing to have three or four lawsuits, five. like, wow, that's a lot. I can't believe that. When we first started them coming out, they were coming out slowly, that it was going to happen, and then all of a sudden we're up to 20, 22, 24, 26. Then we hear the number could be up to 66 or more total in the year that he was actually – I mean, come on. It is one thing to try to find your masseuse. It's another thing to say I didn't do anything, and all of these people coming out with these wacky stories. Like, Deshaun's got a problem. If I'm the NFL and I'm in the NFL office, I might not be Roger Goodell, but I may be someone in his ear, and I'm saying, Rog, good old Rog here, we can't let this guy play. Not until he figures this out.
He's going to have some help now. There's going to be more. I believe the union's going to be more involved in the say on this thing.
He needs something.
Or an independent person will come in as well. But
how do you let this guy play football?
It's just you've got to get these civil lawsuits. There's no way you let this guy play through this. And he keeps talking about he's going to prove to everybody that he's innocent. And I'm like, good luck, man. Good luck on that one, unless you got a whole bunch of video to show everybody out there. But it's
I mean, I get the players' union has to stick up for their guy and help their guy out. I get that. But if you're the 32 owners who run this league – the commissioner works for you. Don't the 32 owners kind of have a little bit of say in this and say, how do we let this guy play in our league right now? I get the union. I get we just signed him to a deal. I get the whole thing. Players have rights. I'm not saying they don't. But, man, this is something crazy.
The owners have one problem of their own in their own fraternity, Daniel Snyder.
Okay, you're right.
That's a problem. This guy.
Now, he's the biggest problem there is right
and
now.
And supposedly he's not supposed to be running his team, and his wife is. And then he said he's got business with the team. And, it's just a whole thing. I'm really curious to see what this penalty. It's going to be something. He's definitely I don't know how they're going to handle this thing. And that's why they pay Roger Goodell as the leader of this very popular league. But, man, it's
And what happens if he's suspended for the season for that team and that franchise, by the way?
Baker ain't coming back.
Right. So now we got to take the players that are either involved in this or just sort of involved in this and look at it and say Deshaun might miss the whole season. They've already ruined their relationship with their number one overall pick from a couple of years ago, Baker Mayfield.
Darnold's back in this.
Okay, so then maybe that trade comes through with Carolina.
I think they want
straight up. Yeah.
They're looking at Sam Darnold. They saw his work. They went cold on him. Trade if you think the other guy's better. If we're going back to draft order, go get the number one overall pick and. And
see, wacky situation.
This whole thing, though, it's one of the craziest stories we've had in this league for a long, long time, and how they're going to handle it. No matter what, that guy needs to go get some damn counseling.
Yeah, like, he needs help.
This stuff's not normal. It's just not normal. And then he even comes out. He's asked all these questions. Does a 66 sound right? And he goes, I'm not sure. Sure, how many?
God, I hate the
laugh. Not sure how many.
I mean, this guy's nuts.
Not sure how many massage therapists came in there. But the stories have come out. It's
God. Not good for him.
Some freaky stuff.
Right.
You want to touch my package?
God.
You interested in seeing more of my package?
We're so used to, like, the baby stories, right? Like, Baker Mayfield and his team not getting along, and he doesn't want to play there. Lamar's looking for a deal. Russell Wilson wants out. This guy doesn't want to play here. And then you get this story, and you're like, wait a minute.
And, oh, by the way, I did sleep with three of them, but they wanted it.
Right.
I mean, it was consensual. Come on, man. You stop.
And the attorney doesn't help when he comes out and does what he does, Rusty Harden.
Yeah, that wasn't very smart.
It's just such a wacky
story. So, anyway, we'll see what happens. But it is a crazy story. And I'm so glad that we're not in the middle of it right now.
We easily could be.
Can you imagine?
Oh, man.
If Deshaun Watson's down here right now, because he's getting the same question. He's going through the exact same thing. And the team's sitting there, and I think he's really good. I mean, I get why they gave him $230 million. I question whether they knew how serious and how many of these lawsuits and how many massage therapists there were. But I don't care what anybody says out there. I don't play judge and jury. I'm big on second and sometime third chances, especially for young people. But this man needs to go get some damn counseling. Yeah. This is not normal. You're a damn quarterback. Quarterbacks never have to beg for babes. Never. Even ugly quarterbacks do well. They show up. Mm. They line up. So he decided a different way to do it.
Yeah.
I can get a massage.
Right.
And maybe something else.
I can find 66 different ones. It'll never get out.
Anyway, what a
wow.
Just a crazy, crazy story. So I brought this up this morning, and I was made aware of it, and I'm going to try to call some people today to find out. Maybe all teams are different. I was told, and I'm having trouble believing it, so if you know something out there from either a friend or your friends with a professional coach, I was told unless you're a superstar or a star player or a proven player in hockey and baseball, that you have to buy your own bats and sticks.
Makes no sense.
Hockey sticks, right. As in hockey sticks and bats. I always thought, as I told somebody the other night when they were telling me this, that they had talked to somebody, said, you're not going to believe this, but a lot of those guys got to buy their own hockey sticks and got to buy their own bats. Now, listen, both sports go through a lot of sticks and a lot of bats. They break a lot. I always just thought, you know, you're around sports, you talk about them, then somebody brings up something like that, and you're like, I just thought everybody, even in their minor league systems, single A, double A, triple A, I just thought all those guys like, hey, welcome, you know, wooden bat now, here, man, here's the,
it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Here's your bats. What do you like? What size bat do you feel comfortable with? Right. Thick handle? Short? Okay, great. Here we go. Got it. We'll have them made for you. I didn't know. Like,
can you imagine showing
up and going, hey, guys, you bring your bats? Single A baseball is getting ready to start. Long season.
I read somewhere where it says 9 to 12 bats is the average for a Major League Baseball player throughout the season to use.
They break 9 or 9. They use between
9 and 12 bats. You're telling me that even if it's 12, go to the high end of that, if it's 12, that the teams don't purchase or give the 12 bats? Or, I mean,
to me, it would seem like either they have a contract with them.
Right.
For a good price.
And some superstars have.
Oh, no, they have their name on the bat.
Right. Yeah. So they're going to get those for free. But I'm talking about guy on the bottom of the 25-man roster who's made it. He's there. He's maybe an everyday guy, but doesn't play. You know, you're telling me he's got to purchase his own bats? Like, that doesn't make sense. Or the guy in the hockey team? There's a guy in the Panthers that has to buy their own hockey sticks?
It doesn't sound right.
I have a hard time believing
that. Sound right, but now I got to find out. I got to find out. Even minor leaguers, man. I don't care if they weren't drafted and they're overlooked and they're, you know, good players and playing. It's just hard for me to imagine that they come in, a lot of them don't have a lot of money. They don't get paid a lot.
Right. Minor
league. And they're saying, hey, we're going to take some money out of your check here. You got to buy your bats. Really? Yeah, and you get to big leagues, and I don't know. It's,
on average, an MLB bat can cost anywhere between $75 to $180 to $5. So even if you're at the high end of that, and you're at the high end of how many you use.
How much?
Between $75 and $185. Average MLB bat.
Damn.
Can cost anywhere in between that.
I didn't think they'd be that much. Mm. $185.
So even if it's $185 and you use 12 of them in the season, you're telling me that if every player on your team did that, that they can't afford to purchase bats?
So anyway, I'm going to attempt today to try to find out.
Some good investigative journalism here.
Panther one's, I think, it's going to be a little easier than the baseball one.
Probably. Yeah. Call Jeets.
Try to, okay. Did you go Jeets on me? You guys friends now?
I did.
All right, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. You can join us 305-567-0560. As right now, I want to tell you about Michael Crotty at Choice Mortgage. I want to talk to you. Are you ready to pull out some equity and fix that house up? You're a little late jumping on the party? Well, the banks are taking too long. Don't worry. Michael Crotty's always about great service at Choice Mortgage. And by the way, he's been around for damn near 30 years now helping people. Helping people get equity out of their home. Right now, the homes keep going up. That means you got more equity in your home. A lot of people want to help, you know, fix their own homes up. That's going on. A lot of people are taking that money to get new windows and a new roof, fix it up inside, some things you want done, get a new floor from Don Bailey Flooring. I mean, whatever it might be, man. Listen, this guy's special. And reverse mortgages are super hot right now. I want to tell you that. Again, because there's so much equity as folks get to be around my age and thinking about retiring, realize they don't have enough money to really enjoy their life, so they're pulling it out. You need a reverse mortgage. Want to stay in the same home? Well, you can do it with Michael Koch. He's good at all these things and a whole lot more, can answer all your questions. I want you to give Michael Koch a call anytime during the day or at night. Call him. I'll give you a cell phone number. You can call or text him, whatever you feel more comfortable doing. 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730 or visit choicemortgage.com. NMLS 166-254. Rates and terms, subject to change, daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender. Anything you're looking to do with all that equity you're sitting on right now, rental properties, home improvements, or anything else, it's Michael Koch at Choice Mortgage. All right, good morning, everybody. Well, we got to get to something else here, man. Never an easy way to bring this up, but since it's out there, congratulations to Tyler Hero and his girlfriend. They're expecting a second child.
Yep, she announced they are pregnant once again. Announces she's pregnant with Heat, Tyler Hero's baby number two, after taking him back for cheating.
Man, that was quick.
Yeah.
They didn't even go to any counseling or anything. No, come on, man. Call me. At least do a little counseling in between.
Henry's letting the cat out of the bag after she seemingly revealed that Miami Heat star Tyler Hero cheated on her just months after she gave birth to their child.
So he said, I'm done. I'm done cheating, and I'm going to give you another kid. Okay.
Mm. Well.
Boy, that was a quick turnaround from my heart's right, broken.
Right.
I'm so hurt. Took a shot at something else.
Instagram story. If you cheat on someone that's willing to do anything for you, you actually cheated yourself out of true loyalty. Tweet, this hurts. Boom. They're back. Second kid coming.
Well, I can't keep up with that one. That's TMZ-ish right there, man.
Oh, yeah. He has not. Tyler Hero has not spoken out at all. Likely not, because it's not shocking to see an athlete cheat on his girlfriend and the mother of his child in the article. Well, also, implicated in this is something else that's pretty crazy. It's the first line of this article. It's got a small package.
Yeah, that's...
that's a tough one, man.
That's rough.
That's, yeah, right? That's tough.
Now, he ain't got room to talk, I mean, if he got caught, but...
No, but that's just...
did you have to go there? That's what we think about women now. They'll call you out. When they're hurt, they go... They play below the belt.
Literally.
Literally.
They play below the belt. Like, oh, damn, you have to go there. I know I messed up, but damn, you did, what?
Like, it couldn't be that small if she came back around again.
Well,
I mean,
there are a lot of other parts to that. Obviously, that story got potential other parts. But
well, the first line
damn,
here,
Tyler.
So this all comes after she called Hero a small package man for cheating on her. It's another P word there, but I just said package.
Damn.
It's tough.
Tyler.
Yeah. A tough one, man.
Thought that might be over, and
yeah, so I thought it was.
in the article, young guy, man, young, right, good-looking kid.
Hopefully, Hero cheats a little less than Tristan Thompson, and more like, well, never mind. That's in the article, also. Jeez,
Tristan.
Yeah,
I will never understand this one. Why do guys work so hard after they screw up the first time to get back, and then do it again?
It's, I mean, in our blood, man.
Guy's going to make a mistake. I get it. No, Vladdy, 100%.
Yeah,
you're right.
Right.
Vladdy's talking, too, from a little experience.
Yep.
And you're right. But, like that guy, Tristan, he worked his ass off to get her back, like, all off season. Then he got her back. She bought back in. He goes, all right, I'm going back out. And gets another one pregnant.
Wow. Unbelievable. Yeah, January 2023, baby Hero number two. That's the picture.
Man.
Right in the middle of the season.
Maybe you're going to have to slow down here on this and get
find
working.
A new, gain doctor some, in gain, Washington.
Gain some Oh, boy. He goes to Washington. That's going to be weird. Especially if her former boyfriend's still on the team.
Yeah, Vlad reminded me. Kuzma's up there.
She dated Kuzma before,
I believe,
right?
She dated Kuzma beforehand, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, now he's got two kids with her. Tyler.
Man.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping we could be talking about Tyler Herro's other things, but we're going through his cheating and getting back together.
Right. I mean.
And by the way, led by her, not like we're making something up.
No.
She's an Instagram model, right? Is it, she calls herself an Instagram Correct. Model mother now, obviously.
Yeah, I believe that's.
And Tyler came out and said, hey, I'm in love with her, and got right back with her, and they were holding hands. Like, wait a second. Two friggin' days ago, you sent out something on your account saying a lot of mean things about Tyler Herro.
Well, we're not the only people that know. She's
broke
got
your heart.
8 million followers on Instagram.
Oh, she does?
Yeah. So it's not like we're
by the way,
breaking news here, I guess.
So I'm guessing Tyler tries to come to some type of agreement with her. Like, hey, listen, no matter what happens, like, we're going to have fights and we're going to go through things. You have to put stuff out all the time? Because, like,
does.
People in sports are following you.
Joe, he's got to take that. If he messed up, he's got to take that.
Yeah.
You got to take the public.
Right.
You got to take the public humility.
Yeah,
I know it's rough.
It's rough.
I know.
It's a new world, man.
It's a new world. Social media.
Can anything stay in house?
No.
Why can't we do old school? Just keep it in house. We'll try to work it out, or we won't, but we'll do it privately. We don't have to take shots at each other.
As my grandma would say, we're all yentas, and that's for the right. You know, we want to know what's in the news. Got to know the rumors. Got to know the news. Got to know what's going on. We're yentas.
It's just.
Truth is not exciting. That's what it is.
Yeah.
You know?
Boy, it would be hard. Look at and that show that's going on, that Kardashian, you date or marry one of those women, you have no, your life's an open book for millions and millions of people. Not just on social media, but that damn popular show they have out.
Shout out to Chris Humphries.
Boy,
he's the only one that survived. He's the only one that survived.
Reggie Bush.
Yeah, Reggie Bush.
Yeah, Reggie did.
And right afterwards, dated a girl just looked like Kim Kardashian.
Can I give you another one that got out in time? He got other problems now. James Harden.
Right. Good.
We're gonna go through the list of guys that.
Oh yeah, man.
Were able to get out in time and saw like ooh.
They've taken souls.
They have sports souls.
Right. So I think these guys, as popular as they are not ready. That Kardashian thing is a different animal. And they got, all right, what are we doing on the show? I'll open up about the stuff I'm going through with Tristan. All right, I'll talk about the stuff I'm going through with Yee or D or C or I'll do that. That's a whole episode by itself. But, hey, my family got my back. Yeah, you take it today, and then we'll get into your psycho former husband.
The Kanye stuff
they do
was bad,
it.
But didn't Lamar get the worst out of everybody? The Kanye stuff is bad because it's with Kim, but Lamar got the worst, right? I mean, Buddy overdosed in a brothel.
Yeah, no. But he's trying to get her back.
I know he is.
Tristan Lamar ready to do, to go five rounds.
Celebrity boxing for Khloe?
It's like she looks great. She's obviously been working out. She's sent out a lot of bait these days looking to see if she can get back in the NBA again. But, man, I'll just tell you this.
Oh, she's thirst trapping?
Yep, that's it.
Vladdy, let me ask you.
Uh-huh.
Could you handle
what, Khloe?
That lane of the Kardashians? Could you handle that?
Nah.
I got no shot. It'd chew me up. No. I'd be seeing a shrink. No, I'd break. I'd have breakdown. I'd be just.
It's. I mean, look, it's from the moms, man. Like,
it's
even
a
the mothers,
animal.
They like, yes, they take souls. Like,
me,
I really want to say another
you
word,
something.
But, you know.
Mom, is there any tougher female in this country than Mama?
No.
I don't think so. Right?
Mama tells him, hey, you're getting a perfume. You're not. And you're going to like it. I'll take care of you later. But right now, she's the one that's going to get the money.
Joe, can you imagine as a mother saying that my daughter's worth $1 billion? And to anybody, to any meeting, like my daughter, my daughter's worth $1 billion.
They're all worth hundreds of million, if not, like you said, Vladdy, billion. It's great. But I'm just saying, most guys I know aren't ready to get in that lane.
No, of course not. Come on.
Not ready because you screw up, you get called out.
You can't go to the bathroom by yourself.
Oh, with a camera behind you.
Yeah. You can't even talk to a girl. Could you imagine Joe trying to talk to, I mean, if Joe wasn't married, obviously.
Right.
But Joe's talking to a girl. Yeah, just asking a lady for a magazine.
No.
Joe Rose cheating on, you know, Mrs.
Kardashian.
Well,
the other ex-husband or boyfriend is still a part of this whole thing, and he's not really a part of the family anymore, right? Was the Scott?
Yeah, but he's about done.
Right, but he's still kind of always in the news with them. Also,
he's been in rehab. He's a mess too.
he
wasn't ready for it, and that's the lowest maintenance. It looks like of and she just got remarried, but
with Courtney, right? She's the middle one.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm confused. I swear to God, I don't watch that show. I swear
not anymore.
But my family, I have noticed.
Right.
They're going, wow.
Vlad, you believe that? The three girls sit on the couch and watch a show. Joe's there. He says he doesn't watch it. I think it's a little BS.
I don't think Joe pays attention to it.
Yeah.
He might just
But he
just
knows
know.
Details when we get in here in the morning.
Yeah. You ever watch something, you're not really following it?
No,
but
like, hearing,
you hear things and then all of a sudden
she
just
said they started, all those sisters egged the one on, Chloe, about Tristan and started talking. I'm like, Tristan, why did you ever work that hard to get her back for a second chance after you got busted?
Because the money, man.
Right. And you did it again, and this time you had a kid. You didn't just cheat. She had a kid.
Well, you know, it is television, Joe, so this is all could be scripts. Right.
Drama.
No way.
You don't think so?
No.
A little drama?
Yeah,
people love drama.
Drama equals ratings, baby.
Everybody likes everybody else's train wreck, man. Everybody. Oh, nobody wants to hear about the nice barbecue with the family and how much everybody's liking you. They don't.
I want to see what fight happened.
But you get a couple people drink too much, and they're going at it and find out, and all these dirty secrets come out in front of the whole. Everybody loves that stuff. That awkward moment, people just eat it up. This Tyler Hero, he's not just our scorer. Tyler's got issues at home. No, wait a second. No, he doesn't. Her heart's broken. No, now she's holding his hand. She's happy. No, they're not done. They're having another kid together.
Right. Drama, Joe.
Tyler,
drama sells.
You learn if you're in this deal for good. What is he? 21, 22 years old.
Yeah,
Tyler, you know how this deal works.
Ooh, 22 with two kids, huh?
Yeah,
in Miami.
Right.
And you, hey, by the way, how's that little demon on his shoulder doing? How's he do? How's he doing? Temptation, Mrs. Temptation, Miss Temptation walks up to him.
But he's just
and
22.
He's out.
Yeah.
What's he going to do? What, all of a sudden, Tyler Hero going to stay home on the weekends with the two kids on all his spare time? Or are we going to see the Tyler Hero I saw at Club Live right after they lost that last game?
I'm going with option B, especially if he signs a new deal soon. Money's only going to get bigger for him, right?
Joe's like
– I mean, think about it. Whatever money he's making now is great money. He's a millionaire.
Oh, that's 22-year-old
millionaire.
So he's going to get that rookie extension, right?
He's going to get –
that's like 100.
25 and change plus more, if not more than that.
Was that like 6 years, 150?
Might be more than that.
Yeah, he's gonna get. He's a really good player.
Yeah.
Listen, getting back to what we care about most is the guy's just got sixth man of the year. Probably gonna start. He's made it clear he wants to be a starter. But damn, Tyler, all this stuff. And by the way, if you have a fight, can you ask her? Can you just like go on your Instagram with your 8 million? Friends,
yeah, I didn't know
and not talk about
followers.
Me. Can you just leave me out all your stuff? Matter of fact, Pat Riley called me and asked the same thing. Like, can you tell her if you're in love with her? And you, obviously you are because you're getting ready to have a second child.
Yeah.
Can you do me a favor? Can you leave like anything about me or how your heart's feeling about me or anything? Can you leave it out, please? Can we leave part of our life private?
Wow.
Tyler looks like he's kind of a private guy.
I guess.
Man, I don't know, but he went from what looked like it was going to be an ugly breakup where she said her heart's broken and, you know, how do you do this if somebody's given you everything, including a child, and next thing you know, they're holding hands, and that's my girl, and I love her, and oh, by the way, we got a second child coming.
That's clutch.
Yep.
He came up in the clutch.
By the way, someone's got your back on the text line. It says when women are watching something, the husband learns through osmosis just by sitting there. So
I will tell you.
Do we have to give you the benefit of the doubt for the Kardashian thing because of that?
I'm very honest. Mm. If I was watching, I would tell you. I was not, but they do watch it. I've caught them. What was on Hulu or?
It's
on Hulu.
Now it is
on Hulu.
Yeah.
They got paid a ton of money to come back.
Of course they did.
And people watch.
You think they're doing it for free?
By the way, it's never feel good stories. It's all. Did you see what he said about us today in his new song? Or
Joe, train wreck.
He cheated again. It's just one train wreck relationship after another. Scott can't let go. He's frustrated. He's mad. I'm now the rock star drummer, and I love him.
Yeah,
and
you gotta get former celebrities in that.
I'll tell you
show.
What though, I'll tell you what, and it's he might be breaking now because he didn't play real well against Dallas. Devin Booker. He might be breaking down now too.
Got the curse.
He may. And they're kissing before the games, and
that's
she
the
got
Jenna,
great
right?
seats.
That's
what yeah.
He,
yeah.
Yeah, the Jennas are different. The Jenna girls are different.
Oh, no.
Is there a Jenner curse?
There's a Jenner curse.
They all got the same mama. Hell no, that mom gene is strong.
The mom's gene is strong. But the Kardashian girls, they're solidified.
You don't break that mother's heart, she breaks your heart.
Yeah. Rips it out.
Does she have a heart?
I don't know if she has anymore. She rips it out.
That's a black cauldron right there, man.
Man,
we got to go to break here.
Took a crazy turn.
Why did you guys tell me? Next time you find about Tyler, can you just keep it private?
No, we had to tell
him. I like
Tyler. Hero, it's our guy.
I want Tyler to be the starter. I hope he comes back. But, geez, man, it's a rough start to the offseason.
Yeah.
Not rough. I mean, I don't mean the second child if you want kids.
Second child is fine, but it was a rough start when she posted and put their life on Instagram.
And by the
he
way.
He cheated on me.
Once you cheat on him. Things change. I'm telling you.
Well, we get it.
You
can call me a dog. Don't talk about my package, man.
Wait a sec, Vladdy. You got this is a different deal now, because I'm just telling him, even though she was holding your hand and stuff, next time you go out, she never trusts you again. Mm. She can't let go. Can't let go from that moment. Even though they're having their second child, and that should help, and we have two of our kids together, she still knows that dude's 22 years old, one good-looking kid. He got a little confidence when he walks around Miami now.
Swag, yeah.
And you know women aren't going to respect the fact that that's your guy having two kids. That's the other part of it. The women are aggressive down here. They run that Dolphins defense at front seven. They are aggressive. Oh, that's Tyler getting ready to have a second kid. I'm going to make a run at his ass tonight. He's over there by himself. She just went to the bathroom. That was a mistake.
Wow. Poor Tyler.
How's he going to do with that little demon on his shoulder? Yeah. That thing doesn't leave at 22.
No.
Does it ever leave?
How long does it take?
It takes, honestly, into my 40s.
It's a long time.
Whew, it's not.
A couple different extensions for him too. That's scary. During that time,
yeah, 40. That's tough, man. He's 22 and more money in your pocket.
Right,
that demon gets bigger.
Bank account does too.
You see how he's dressing now and looking.
That's swag.
That's cool ass dude, man.
Some drip.
22 years old. Oh, he's dripping. What else? Give me something else. He dripping.
Yeah,
he's dripping green.
Someone said you guys are assuming the second kid's heroes. You should get a DNA test.
Oh, come on, man.
Wow.
That's rough.
That's the other part. That, by the way, that's a Kardashian special right there. That's got to be part of the show. Hey, we got to go to break, man. 9 o'clock hour not only coming up, we're going to go past it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.